ran a walk, a single, a sack fly. You did a little bit of everything today, Ryan. But I want to ask you about Joe Ryan, because he seemed to be at his best with his back against the wall whenever there was a guy in scoring position today.
Yeah, you know, we got really good Joe Ryan today. When he's on, he's one of the best in the game, and we know that. So he did a really good job today.
Can you tell early, like, what's really working for him when you're behind the plate?
Yeah, you know, I think when he's in control of the game and when he's in control of himself, and just, you know, he's I don't want to say locked in, but you can kind of tell when, like, he's feeling it.
Danny, go ahead.
Go ahead. Talk a little bit more about that. Does he call his own game, or are you guys just trying to sync? You're trying to get on the same page? Because sometimes he'll shake off a couple of times. There was also a time that you went out and made a trip to the mound.
Yeah, no. I'm calling 95% of the game.
Yep.
But, you know, it's important. He knows what he wants to do. So, you know, it's sometimes good to have a lot of conversations in between the innings. And then, you know, I took that mound visit there.
Yep.
Big spot. You know, we got four. It's a fourth inning. We got four mound visits remaining. So it's just a spot to let him take a breath and just go over the hitters coming up.
Do you study the hitters prior to the ballgame more so than, let's say, a Joe Ryan? Or do you guys collaborate on that?
You know, I think what we do really well is we, and this goes for me and all the pitchers, is we kind of do our own homework. We kind of interpret the game a certain way, and then when we have our meeting pregame, we kind of blend those together and come up with a good plan for the day.
Yeah, you know, we were surprised with Bradley that he announced yesterday after the ballgame that he did the first time he studied a scouting report.
Yeah, you know, I'm really proud of him and excited for him to take that next step forward and understand that side of the analytics. It definitely can get overwhelming for someone who's never done it before.
Yep.
But it is an important and exciting step for him.
Have you seen Byron Buxton play as good as he is right now?
Yeah, really, in this year.
Isn't it?
All year long, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you're great.
Let's talk about the offense today. You were part of that. I felt like in that fifth inning, the game's still hanging in the balance. You guys had a chance to land a knockout blow, and you did. And it was up and down the order. You had the big sack fly, grinded out that long at bat, and then Royce a couple of two-out knocks, Outman a two-out knock. Seems like the ability to capitalize with two outs in the inning was critical.
Yeah, I think we're doing a really good job, you know, commanding the strike zone right now, where I feel like we're not striking out a lot. We're making pitchers work. We're running up pitch counts. And in a bullpen day like that, where the other team's got, you know, got some decisions to make and who they're going to try and match up with, you know, the more pitches we can make them throw, the harder those decisions become. So I thought we did a really good job working the whole day, and we scratched them across when we needed to.
You having fun with all the workload you're carrying behind the plate?
Yeah, my body feels great. You know, I'm gonna go get a little recovery session after this, and I'll be ready to go.
You ready to steal some
ready
bags?
Ready tomorrow, right?
You gonna get in on this this track meet that we're watching?
I'll be ready to go tomorrow.
Yeah.
We love it, RJ. Great win.
Good to talk to you.